For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Clearing vines and debris in one's yard or property is a typical South Carolina outdoor activity. It also brings with it a potential itchy danger. Poison ivy is a common plant in the Palmetto State that can make people miserable for weeks. Naturalist Rudy Mankey said poison ivy is a vine that can grow on the ground, but which likes to attach itself to trees. He said it can be identified by its vine as well as its leaves.
It looks like a real hairy arm going upside the tree, so that's usually a pretty clear sign of poison ivy. But leaflets three, let it be, is what my grandmother used to say. If it has three leaflets, it could be poison oak or poison ivy. When in doubt, you probably don't want to rub against anything with three parts to the leaf.
USC allergist Dr. David Amroll said it can be tricky to determine poison ivy exposure because it doesn't manifest itself immediately.
You get the toxin, the resin on your skin, and it takes about 12 hours up to maybe even 4 to 5 days for the rash to occur. Initially some redness and itching, and you get those blister-like lesions that then will pop open and ooze. And the whole thing can last for 2 to 4 weeks sometimes.
If you know you've touched poison ivy or poison oak or sumac, Amroll said washing the oil off with soap and water immediately can lessen the effect. Within 10 minutes, about half the oil already has been absorbed by the skin, and after an hour, it's too late. He said, though hard to resist, it's a bad idea to scratch the itch.
Because of the trauma, it can worsen it, and also it can infect it. If you break things open and your fingernails are dirty, you have staph or strep on your hands, you can develop a super infection on top of the poison ivy. So you want to avoid scratching if you can.
Unfortunately, said Amroll, even in fall and winter when the leaves fall off, the vines are still poisonous. He also advised people never to burn the plant.
You don't want to burn it because it's a very heat-stable protein, and it can actually get in your eyes and skin and even nose and lungs if you inhale the burning poison ivy.
According to Mankey, a person doesn't even have to be near poison ivy to be affected. It can be delivered by a trusted friend.
One of the things that happens, and you don't think about this a lot, is that maybe you know what poison ivy is, and so you don't get in it. But if you have a dog, and the dog is in the woods, the dog doesn't know what poison ivy is, so the oils are on the dog. They come back and expose people to it.
Most people think that anyone who touches poison ivy will get the rash, but Amroll said that's not true. It's an allergic reaction, which most people have, but not all.
Over 50 to 60% of people are allergic, so if they touch it, they're probably going to get the rash. But there is a minority, maybe a quarter to a little more, a third of people, that have no reaction at all. They're not allergic to it.
Amroll said also, contrary to popular belief, a person can't spread the rash around his body by scratching in different places. He said antihistamines and calamine lotion are thought to help, but modern steroids are the way to real relief.
You can use strong topical steroids once or twice a day, and that can help the itch. But usually if it's a really bad case, especially on your face, it's in your genital areas or a large portion of your body, you then want to use oral steroids like prednisone.
Mankey said knowledge is powerful to avoid poison ivy. He advises people to wear gloves and long sleeves when working in the yard or woods, know how to identify the plant, and teach their children to remember the rhyme, leaflets three, let it be, and wash that dog. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.